So let's listen in now to another seminar where we're talking about this principle of acid and alkaline and how it can make a massive difference in not only the quality of your life, but the amount of energy you experience day to day. Here we go. Thank you. Well, I came back. I missed you. What can I say? I came back because I wanted to give you an update, an idea of some of the newest distinctions that I've made. If you've been involved with my work at all, you probably have been exposed to some of the principles. How many of you read Unlimited Power? Say I. If you did, I talked about some of the fundamental principles of living health there. And my goal is really to get you to see you don't have to be afraid of bugs. You don't have to worry that in the middle of your New Year's, some bug is going to wreck your holiday. Okay? That it's really not how it works. So what I thought maybe we'd do is show you a little bit of how we get to pollute our environment. And the way we get our environment polluted is we get out of balance. And you all know that. What happens during the holidays? If you weren't out of balance before, now you're totally out of balance. How many can relate to this? Say I. And that balance is not just the balance that comes from, you know, eating too much. It's all of the stresses we create inside of ourselves which innervate us. But they also do something else that I didn't understand at the level of science before. I understood it anecdotally. But science is now showing us some pretty extraordinary things that can help us to know precisely why we break down. Now, to give you an example, think of what your body is. Your body is really this unique system that's working on basically electrical currents tied with magnetism. So think of it as electromagnetism that's actually running you. All the nerves of your body send signals to electricity. There are electrical signals, pulses of electricity. All the cells, all the organs of your body, when they're alive, to be healthy, you got to have healthy cells, they got to be totally energetic. To be totally energetic, they have to have electrical power. What makes that electrical power happen is what we have is a delicate balance in our biochemistry. Chemistry makes the environment possible for electricity to be there. Anything that's going to mess up that electrical balance is going to mess up your cells, is going to mess up your organs, is going to mess up your life. So if all these organs in our bodies have this need to send electricity, in fact, nerve signals are nothing but electrical pulses again, then what we got to figure out is what would mess that up. And then what we're going to do here this afternoon is walk you through the easy ways to make it so your inner environment is totally in balance on a consistent basis, even when you take it out of balance. This weekend took you out of balance. Because what you've done is you've done the thing that creates breakdown in the body that you've probably been doing for years before you got here, but this weekend may have added to it, and that is the creation of acid. Acid in our systems creates a breakdown of the delicate balance in our biochemistry. Now, you turn on your television, you can't miss a million commercials or somebody comes on and says, I ate the whole thing, Alka-Seltzer. Remember those old ads? Or now these days, they don't do that. Now they don't wait till after you're in pain. They go, look, I'm going to eat this Pepsin AC and then it won't hurt. And what is Pepsin AC and all these things? They are antacids. See, if we're eating so well, if we're so smart, how come we're taking all these antacids like they're coming out of our ears? The reason is because we live an acid lifestyle in modern times. Most industrialized nations live acid. Now, what creates acid in the system? Well, the first thing that creates acid is emotions. Anger, resentment, frustration. You can take, and in fact, I encourage you to go by your local drugstore and get some of those little pH strips. Those pH strips, you probably have seen them, they're like yellow. You put it on your tongue for a few seconds, or you can do it with your urine, and then you put it against colors, and it shows you how acid or alkaline you are. Now, why is this important? Let me clarify this first. Your body, to maintain this powerful, energetic, electrical current in you, has got to have a certain pH, a certain basis of what's called acid and alkaline in the system. It is as important as maintaining the temperature of your body. Your body has to stay at what temperature? Quick. 98.6. Well, here's the other number you better know. On a scale from 1 to 14, 1 is pure acid, burn a hole in steel, and 14 is purely alkaline. The middle, then, the balance would be 7. Our bodies need to be at 7.36. That's the ideal, which is slightly alkaline. Now, the portions of your body, like your stomach, has hydrochloric acid in it, and in that area, right, you're going to have more acid. But I'm talking about your blood. The blood, which is the river of life. What takes the oxygen everywhere? The blood. You know, what brings the nutrients? The blood. The blood is the basic source of everything. So your blood has got to be at 7.36. In fact, this is so important, guys, that if this figure were to vary 1 or 2 points, you would die instantly. Because what happens is it would change the chemistry where there'd be no electrical power. And imagine an electrical power plant that somebody unplugged. Everything stops. Your organs, your cells, everything shuts down. You're dead. That's how important alkalinity is to your body. Now, most people, though, are constantly testing the body's ability to do this. For example, we go to a cold environment. What does our body do? It compensates, right? It figures out what to do to try and speed up, try and get that warmth to the body so that we can survive. The same thing happens when you take in a lot of acidity in your body. Your body rushes to figure out how to deal with this. Now, the way the body deals with excess acid, and again, what brings acid to the body? Emotions are the first thing that most people never even think about. When you worry, I mean, how does it feel when you worry? What does your body feel like? Can you feel that kind of feeling inside your body, like something's churning? You are creating acids in the system. By the way, conversely, Norman Cousins, who, God rest his soul, amazing man who was here in Los Angeles, right, teaching at UCLA, if you remember, he cured himself of disease through laughter therapy. He'd watch for 8 hours a day all these funny films that cracked him up, and he laughed his way back to health because you can also, through your emotions, can you stimulate your immune system? Can you release positive endorphins, yes or no? So when you're talking about my lifestyle, I know people all the time who are so rigid about what they're going to eat, and they're stressed every moment about it. And I'm looking at them going, they are not going to be healthy because they're creating acid continuously, which, guess what acid does? It strips or weakens the electrical charges around red blood cells. So, for example, and I'm getting a little technical, but please stay with me, and I think this will make sense for you. Here's a red blood cell. What does a red blood cell do? Carries what? Oxygen. So you got all these red blood cells in your body. Blood cells, in order to function, have a certain biochemistry, and in order to do that, to have electrical charges. The outside of a blood cell has a negative charge. The reason it has a negative charge is it keeps the blood cells from doing what? Anybody know? Sticking together. If the blood cells stick together, what's going to happen? They're going to suddenly go through the bloodstream more slowly, through the body more slowly, so you're going to get less oxygen. All these little red blood cells got to make it all the way down to little capillaries. Some places they have to go one at a time. So all of a sudden, imagine you've got your body full of sludge. And by the way, that's how most people feel. They sludge through life. Because if you see the red blood cells, they're all clumped together. Now, what happens is the inside of your red blood cell has a positive charge. So when acid comes along, you have an acid diet, which I'm going to talk about also, acid emotions, acid lifestyle. The acid comes by and it mitigates, it strips or weakens this charge, sometimes takes it completely away. So what do you think these cells start to do? They start to clump together. As that happens, your energy goes to the floor. But that's not the only problem. These cells start to weaken. Does that make sense? They're not as strong as they need to. And as the environment becomes more and more acidic, they not only weaken, but they die. When they die, they release their own acids into the bloodstream. So now you're compounding it. Now remember the example I gave you of pouring water in a glass, and you keep pouring, and pretty soon it overflows? Well, when you keep pouring acid in the system, and it starts destroying cells more rapidly than your body's used to, all that acid builds up to the point where now the environment is really polluted. And what got worse, you basically have negative momentum. It gets worse and worse and worse and worse. So pretty soon you don't know why you have all these aches and pains. Aches and pains are acid. It's a lack of oxygen and acid. And you can find it any part of your body. So what we've got to do is we've got to maintain this balance. You know what your body does? Your body's intelligent. It's ready for this. It's designed for this. Except it's not really designed for what we do to it. Our bodies were not designed for us to be able to process every food the way we do in modern times. And to take in the things that we drink and eat that have no basis in nature whatsoever. So we're putting all this acid in. So the body does, it says, my God, we have an emergency here. We've got to solve this. So the body uses stores of alkalinity to neutralize the acid. You have alkaline reserves, they're called. So the body knows how to do that. But here's the problem. If you keep putting more acid in than the body can deal with, pretty soon, what do you think happens to your reserves? They go down. pretty soon you don't have any reserves. Now you're in a dangerous situation. Now you're going to start having a major dis-ease start to affect your body. What makes it bad, what tears the process down, other than your initial genetic weakness, is the acid. And whether your genetic weakness is affected or not, is acids go to the weakest part of the body. And so they weaken something that's already in trouble. Is this making sense to you? Okay? It's such an important understanding. So, guess where the body now goes to survive? It takes these acids out of the bloodstream and into the fats of the body. Because that takes it away, the acid away from the vital organs of the body. Because if it gets in the vital organs, you got real problems. Now, what if your genetic tendency is not to hold much fat? People that are fat tend to actually be a little bit more healthy very often if their arteries aren't clogged, because they can deal with more of the acid than somebody who's skinny, interestingly enough. And you can see this in people's blood if you study it. So what happens, it goes into the fat. Now, by the way, picture this. This is the average person that I see. Let's say a woman as an example. She really is committed to her body. The culture has created these anchors that women focus even more on it than men do. Unfairly, by the way. So this woman really wants to make this change. So she really does a really good diet. She really makes all these shifts. And she says, I've got to exercise. But she's so stressed about it, she's creating an immense amount of what? Right? Secondly, when she exercises to extreme because she's sick and tired of being overweight. Now, I'm going to get a trainer, and I'm going to kick butt. I'm going to do whatever I can. So she produces massive exercise with massive amounts of lactic what? Probably exercises anaerobically, more than likely. Can you over-exercise, yes or no? Oh, yes. And so now all this additional acid's in her body. And she says, wait a second, it can't be my metabolism, because I'm not eating a bunch and I'm working out like a maniac. I'll tell you what it is. You're not over fat, you're over acid. You will not let go of the fat, no matter how much you exercise, no matter how much you eat right, if you do not create an environment that is more alkaline. You can't. It's a survival tool. Now, I was with the gentleman who introduced this concept to me. I was with a group of doctors from all over the world, from Russia, from Korea, from all over the place. And I went through a week with him studying people's blood. And I just did it as an amateur. I'm not a doctor. It's nothing I can use, but I like to understand this stuff with precision. I'm a maniac for that. And while I was there, a group of his patients came in. He's a microbiologist, right? And they came in one after another, and we saw the before and after of their blood after they began to what I'm going to ask you to do, which is alkalize and energize your body. We're going to make sure you get a lot more alkalinity in your diet and in your fluids so that your body can deal with this and not have to pull from your reserves. While we're there, he started showing us what happens here in this situation. He shows us examples. You know how when people get older, very often they shrink? Do you ever wonder why that happens? Do you think it's like, oh, it's just our way back into the ground? We came out of it, went our way up? No. The reason is because when a person lives an acid lifestyle, after you go through your reserves and after you store in the fat, guess what's next? It needs calcium. And so it leaches it from your bones continuously. And so your bones get weaker and weaker, and you get more and more compressed. It's like stealing bone mass almost as a metaphor. It's not exactly how it is, from your body. There's no reason for you to shrink, just to give you a clue. Okay? The only reason you shrink is because your bones are weak because you're so acidic, and your body is leaching from it. And you'll begin to break down in all kinds of other ways too. Your muscles get flabby because acid eats it away. And there are other elements also that affect this, to give you an idea. But here's what was really fascinating. I saw so many changes in people that were so dramatic, it would sound like, you know, a religious revival. But they're in this doctor's office, and all these other doctors studying it. And one woman, which was really neat because she's been studied since she was 14 years old by the NIH, the National Institutes of Health, which is the place that you get the definitive answers in the United States anyway. And so the National Institutes of Health studied her and her entire family, but her personally since she was 14, this woman. She's now 37 years old. The reason her family's been studied is because they have hypercholesterol. There's no one in her family with less than 450 in cholesterol. Yeah, if you're not familiar with it, around 200 would be reasonable. 450 is off the chart. I mean, you're a walking heart attack, basically, right? So, and by the way, that's what's happened. Her father died at 43. Her mother died at 41. Her sister died at 39. She's 37. And the NIH and the University of Utah both have studied her, but the NIH since 14, and they try to use their family as an example, and they tried every diet they could on them, every kind of treatment you can imagine. They put them on low cholesterol, no cholesterol diets, and their cholesterol still rises or stays the same. They've never been able to reduce it. This woman has been doing what I'm going to show you today, alkalizing and energizing. practicing everything I was teaching before, but adding the focus of alkalinity to her diet, drinking a green type of drink that brings more alkalinity into the body. She's dropped 50 pounds in the last 6 weeks. She's never been able to lose weight. Why? She had so much what in her body, quick. So her body's hanging on to it. Now the body's alkaline, it's just let going like crazy, and she's not working out half as hard or anything like that. But the second thing is she's lost already 190 points off her cholesterol in 6 weeks. Nowhere in her entire, that deserves a hand, I agree. Let's give her a hand. Right? What's cool about this is it's, you know, documented by the NIH, because sometimes individual researchers do their thing and people go, oh. So it's really outstanding to be able to see that. So why would her cholesterol go down though? Cholesterol, you don't need any more cholesterol. Your body, as we most of us know, makes cholesterol. The only reason you get additional cholesterol is you're eating animal products. So you're eating the cholesterol of other creatures and putting it in your body. So with their dead mass, you're taking their cholesterol. All right? Doesn't this sound attractive? Okay? But here's the real problem. You get your body where your blood, you put more acid in. Your blood's got to stay at 7.36 or real close, right? So it's got to do something. Now, it tries to use your fat stores. It tries to do your alkaline reserves. It tries to do anything to balance it out. Let's say that you've maxed out those things, and all this acid is going to run through your arteries. What will they do to your, what will acid do to your arteries? It'll burn a hole in it like that. You'll be dead. You can't have arteries with holes in them. Right? So the body says, we need a binding agent. We need something to grab a hold of this acid and protect the arterial wall. So it secretes or gathers, if you've had additional cholesterol, the cholesterol, and it puts it on the wall to protect the sensitive linings from all the acid. And by the way, there's no downside to that if you were to then change your diet. But if you keep being acid, the body keeps adding cholesterol until pretty soon there's no room for the blood to go through. But it's like, do I die now or do I got a chance of survival? Does this make sense to you? I mean, this is breakthrough stuff.